This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Israel and Hamas war is now in its 40th day. The Israeli military has raided Gaza's main hospital and says it's a targeted operation against Hamas terrorists. The U.S. confirmed yesterday that Hamas uses hospitals and tunnels underneath to hide, hold hostages, and conduct war. The House on Tuesday passed stopgap legislation to keep the federal government operating past this weekend, sending the bill to the Senate yesterday. That chamber also passed the bill, and it now sits on the president's desk awaiting his John Hancock. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin has expressed openness to a presidential run. The Democrat, who recently announced that he will not seek re-election in the Senate, told NBC News that his goal is to unite the political center of the country.
Every American should consider, if they're in a position to help save the country, I think we're on the wrong course. So I will do everything possible. Now, there's a lot of good people out there I hope I can motivate, and a lot of capable people, competent, that they've just given up. I said, don't give up. This is the best country in the world.
Comedian, actor, and TV product rep Kevin Hart is the recipient of the 25th Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. Hart will accept the award next year on March 24th in a ceremony at the Kennedy Center. The award is named for iconic novelist and humorist Samuel Clemens, a.k.a. Mark Twain. Previous winners also include Bill Murray, David Letterman, Will Ferrell, and Adam Sandler. A Missouri library is celebrating the return of its oldest ever overdue book, and thanks to its no-fine policy, the person returning it owes nothing. The St. Charles City County Library in St. Peter's claims that a Sandra Boyington book was checked out in 1993. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The New Hampshire presidential primary, traditionally the first in the nation, is scheduled for January 23, 2024. In defiance of President Biden and the Democrat National Committee's preference for South Carolina as number one, New Hampshire has maintained its first in the nation primary status for more than 100 years. New Hampshire Secretary of State David Scanlon.
Using racial diversity as a cudgel in an attempt to rearrange the presidential nominating calendar is an ugly precedent.
Consuming marijuana may help improve your sleep, Dave Collins reporting.
A study conducted by Washington State University revealed that over 80% of marijuana users reported that smoking joints was more effective in promoting sleep than sleep aids such as melatonin. Additionally, 60% of participants stated that they've achieved 6 to 8 hours of sleep.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, currently serving a 21-year sentence in Arizona, is again trying to overturn his conviction in the murder of George Floyd. Chauvin filed a motion earlier this week claiming a forensic pathologist from Kansas does not believe Chauvin caused Floyd's death in 2020. Chauvin is requesting a new trial. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping were talking yesterday in Northern California. This marks the first face-to-face encounter between the two leaders in a year. The last time she was in the United States, he was a guest of President Trump at his Mar-a-Lago home in 2017. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We never stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing now.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, in case you didn't hear, Jeff Bezos is heading east for Miami, leaving Beverly Hills, his $175 million mansion and all the taxes associated with it. Oakland A's going to Vegas. San Francisco is breathing fresh air for just a moment. President Xi comes to town and Governor Newsom and the mayor of San Francisco move lickety-split to clean up the mess. That's what it took. So the rest of the citizens of San Francisco, they want to hold President Xi hostage in order that the streets of San Francisco could be clean and maybe you could enjoy the fair city once again. And meanwhile, good news, we're away from the government shutdown cliff. The House and Senate were able to come together with a continuing resolution, and the government's heartbeat continues on. Grover Norquist is with us right now, Americans for Tax Reform president. Grover, good morning.
Good morning. So good to be with you.
Yeah, always good here. So Bezos is taking his change and out of there. I wonder, because what California has been doing, Grover, I don't know if you were aware of this, but they want to hold businesses liable for up to 10 years. Even though you've left the state, they want to continue to collect taxes from you, even though you're no longer living in the state, because they feel like they should they deserve some sort of 10-year annuity or something. I don't know. Maybe some minor, divorce agreement when you leave the state because they forced you out of it with their ridiculous policies.
This is what failed states do. Rhodesia, Zimbabwe, when it was falling apart and people wanted to leave because they saw no future, the government said, you can't leave. Or if you leave, you can't take any of your money with you. South Africa did that also. You can't leave. Or take any of you could leave, but you can't take your money with you, your property, and so on. East Germany had rules against leaving. Why? Because everyone wanted to leave. What you're telling the world when you pass laws to say we'll shoot you in the back on the way out the door is we know you're not happy. It's not like they're delusional and they think everybody likes this kind of government and high taxes in California. They know perfectly well, just like the East Germans knew, that given a chance, people would leave. So they put up a wall. So they started with the machine guns. So they have exit taxes, exit pieces. Under the Weimar Republic.
We've got our ways to keep you here.
Yes. And there's a wonderful joke. The former dictator of East Germany, his wife says to him, this is before the walls come down, she says, you should let the wall down. You should open up the gates. And he's a little bit surprised because his wife was a loyal communist. Why would she say that? Then he smiles and says to her, oh, sweetheart, you just want to be left alone with me. Meaning everybody would leave. Just the two of us would still be here.
And that's right.
it tells you something when, in another example, government-run schools, public schools, tell you, Our schools are perfect. Everyone loves them. Please don't crack the door and let anyone leave. They'll all leave. If you really thought you had a product people wanted, you know, with entertaining drag queens and, you know, not teaching people math, all the cool stuff, you would go. We don't care if you set up a competing school down the road. No one would go, right? Because we're so good. Instead, they know perfectly well, given a chance, that if their tax dollars would flow in a backpack with the student, that many would leave. It just tells you they do know they're not giving parents what they want in public schools. They do know that California is ill-governed from the standpoint of the people who live there, not the people who run the government, but the people who live under that government.
Exactly. Well, and look what's happening. How many people are exiting, you know, these blue states and heading to red states? I mean, Florida, just in the last 5 years, I live here in Florida, Grover, and it's tough to get around. I mean, you know, used to have, you know, seasonal traffic. There's no more seasonal traffic. It is year round. You got people from New York coming, people, you know, California, you know, they're flooding Miami and, or flooding, you know, Florida. And, you know, this is what's happening. And it's typical of red states where the governance makes sense. People have a fair shot to be successful. Their children are getting educated at a higher level, a more improved level, without the drag queens. But for those that are, you know, that love drag queens, well, you know, there's still some blue states there that are hanging around. They're holding to their doctrine, aren't they?
Yeah, look, nobody says you can't have weird public schools that people might want. Some people would want them, you know, the ones where they don't give you grades and they don't teach math and that sort of thing. But
that's the future entitlements of America group, because they're going to have to live off the government because they don't know how to compete. They've been retarded. They didn't learn the things that they were supposed to learn in school. And so then they go out in the marketplace and they get their hat handed to them because they're ill prepared because of what these blue states have done to their constituency, Grover.
Yes, and that's the one good thing that came out of COVID. Was parents were able to sit next to their child and see what the public school was teaching their child or not teaching their child.
Exactly.
And they could see that they were not getting the kind of education that they thought their children were getting, that schools, you know, the real estate agents lie more than anybody else. Oh, the schools here are above average and all that sort of thing. And parents want to believe it because they pay a lot for a house in an area that has good schools near it. You know, why in the world should the school you go to be a function of what street you live on? I mean, this is, we don't do that with anything else in the world. Let people make their own decisions, and that will improve public schools as well as private schools and homeschooling more. Competition improves everybody. Even the people who aren't doing well now get better.
This is empirical. This is at the very core and DNA of the American dream. Merit, hard work, you go and you prove yourself, you rise to the level, and, you know, great things happen. People are happier, they're more fulfilled. You know, this is what freedom is all about. It all contributes to that great American idea. But somehow, and I hate to put it, I mean, I've said this twice now this morning, but It is the philosophy of the Democratic Party, this new Democratic Party that has invaded the political process, to think that they know better than their constituency. You know, the cumulative intelligence of 350 million people, you know, means nothing compared to the ruling elites because they went to the right colleges. And, you know, we're lucky to have them leading us, Nancy Pelosi insists, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, this is crazy, man, because, you know, Grover, you and I, you know, we come from the same school. You know, show me the bottom line. You know, as my mentor used to say, your charm bill is only as good as your bottom line. What are you doing? What are you producing? And here we are. Look at the rankings of the schools here in America for all the money that we invest, you know, on behalf of our kids. And this is what's being produced. I mean, this is unacceptable. It's unacceptable and it's un-American.
It is, and competition will fix it, not government fiat.
I'm with you on it. Grover Norquist is with us. I'm going to hold on to him, not let him go, because we're going to have him for another 10 minutes on the other side of the break. He's the president of Americans for Tax Reform. More from Grover after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day, plus no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
You know, I've often said that birthdays should last a week. You know, the Marine Corps birthday was last Friday, and Brad just loves playing the Marine Corps theme, for all us former Marines, because we love this, because as soon as we hear that, we all stand up. We stand to attention, and he loves the he loves the response he gets from us. Thank you, Brad. Appreciate you playing the Marine Corps theme one more time. Semper Fi for all my fellow Marines. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Grover Norquist is with us, the ATR president. And we were just talking, and, you know, and the idea that you shared with me, Grover, is so brilliant. It's like, why didn't we think of this earlier? To have a separate committee that is focused on cutting the budget, that, you know, looks at all ways, that does an analysis of, you know, because I know that during the Trump administration, there was a study and they determined there were 17, at least 17 agencies that overlapped one with another. So there was, you know, unnecessary redundancy and a waste of money. And, you know, but we just took a look at that and everybody went into a frenzy. The Democrats lost their skulls over it. But the deal is that we're losing this country at $33 trillion in debt. And I don't see it reversing. I only see the numbers going in a forward position here, Grover. Am I missing something?
Well, there are a couple of things. One, the Anti-Appropriations Committee or the Committee on Unnecessary Expenditures, this existed during World War II. It was put in by Harry Byrd, the good Byrd. Virginia, conservative Democrat, independent leader. And it was a committee just like the Appropriations Committee. The Appropriations Committee says, let's spend a lot of money on this, then they send it to the floor of the House and the floor of the Senate, and then people vote yes or no. The Anti-Appropriations Committee, the Committee to Reduce Unnecessary Expenditures, says, here's some budget cuts. And the agreement they had was that if they voted out of committee a budget cut, it would be put on the floor of the House and Senate. No, you didn't have to vote for it, but you did have to have a vote. And when they put out good ideas, the Civilian Conservation Corps, which was, you know, if we hadn't, that was closed down during World War II. They cut it in half 1 year and then closed it down. The Works Project Administration, which is a make work project for artists, very nice. And they cut that in half, and then they closed it down. They saved $40 billion in today's dollars. That was a good deal. But they just put it out there. You didn't have to vote yes, but you did have to vote, and you did have to go back to your constituents and say, this thing that the Committee Against Waste says might be wasteful, I voted to get rid of it, or I thought it was a good idea, and I voted to keep it.
Exactly.
We don't have votes like that to judge politicians with. This would get us that those votes.
Exactly. Well, can we put NPR in the queue as well? One of those unnecessary things.
Yeah, and one of the things there is you don't have to, they didn't abolish the Civilian Conservation Corps or the Works Project Administration in one swoop. They cut it in half, and then they finished it off. You could go into NPR and take a look at what are the most embarrassing and wasteful things they do. How much money do they pay people more than the private sector? How many more staff do they have than real radio and TV people? And begin to nickel and dime some of these things to say to them, we're watching. And whenever you use transparency, it's not that you find bad stuff. It's that people stop doing bad stuff when you turn the lights on in the basement.
Exactly. Yeah. And the thing is why do we need a government funded radio station or a TV station? We you know, that's just it's incompatible with you know, with a freedom of the press, with a media that needs to operate in the, you know, in the public interest. Because when, especially when you look at NPR, I mean, it is not representing conservative values. Probably about 85-90% of what they promote is is propaganda, you know, from the left. And I know some people might say, well, you know, what about Big Bird? Then give me the Big Bird deal, okay? Let's just take a look at it in its total consequence. But, you know, these are the things that we need to look at if we're going to be proper stewards of the people's money here. And I think this is a brilliant idea and that it should be reintroduced, and we should have this kind of opportunity to go in and do, you know, kind of a line-by-line a line-by-line look-see of, you know, our government expenditures so that we can, you know, say, in fact, hey, look, we did look at this agency and we did see value in it, and it is working for our behalf. Oh, my God, let's high-five and say, hey, that's a great investment. We can feel good about it. But, you know, we got the bigger problem is $33 trillion in counting in debt, right?
Yes, and we need to slow the growth in spending. We were once in a position like this where more than the GDP, more than the entire annual economy, was there was debt at 120% roughly of the economy.
That's about where we are now, right? 120?
And
Right.
What we did was, and we didn't have to cut the government in half. We simply said the government will now grow more slowly, and they cut income taxes under John F. Kennedy and Reagan, and the economy grew faster. We had deregulation of airlines and trucks and railroads and buses, and all of that gave us a much faster growing economy, and the economy grew faster than the debt. The economy grew faster than the debt. We need to do that. It'll take us decades to make the debt go back down to 20 or 30% of GDP. But with discipline, we can do it. We don't have to slam on the brakes and everybody's head goes into the windshield.
Yeah. Granny doesn't have to be thrown over the cliff. You know, leave Granny alone. She's fine. Okay? Yeah.
She will be fine. But you mentioned NPR. You know, we don't have a state church in the United States. Why would we have a state press?
Exactly.
We're not East Germany. This is silly.
No. No, well, you see, and the thing is, in looking back at some of these policies, like you mentioned, government was designed to move slowly and deliberately. And what happens is you get politicians to come in that it doesn't move fast enough for them. So what they do, they find a way to get into our treasury here. They use the people's money to buy votes or to expedite legislation. And nobody's calling them out for this. But this is what's contributing to, to $33 trillion of indebtedness. And we've got to stop the insanity. And, our free and fair press supposedly has done little to protect the American people. And they're just going along with these legislators because everybody wants to be part of the cocktail parties. They all want to be liked by everybody on the Beltway. Well, at what expense? And the expense is where we are right now, where, you know, you don't have to throw Granny over the cliff anymore. It's just that the Democrats have just absolutely screwed up our energy sector to such a degree that Granny is freezing in her wheelchair because she doesn't have enough money to pay for, you know, to pay for the fuel to keep her utilities on, Grover. I mean, this is disgusting that we in America, the richest nation on the planet today, and that our people are suffering like this because of idiotic policies that are encumbering the people.
Yeah, we grew because we were more free market than the rest of the world. China started growing when they dramatically reduced taxes from 100% on any certain amount of food over a certain point to 25%. That's a big marginal tax rate cut, and the economy really started growing there. But still, their economy is about the same size as ours, but they have four times as many people. So they are one-fourth in terms of per individual wealth there. But we need to go back to the growth levels we were at and grow away from them.
And it can be done. That's the thing, because we've done it before, and the thing you brought up earlier. And I don't understand why, you know, again, I'm picking on the Democrats and apologize, you know, but I really can't, because they keep doing this. They avoid the empirical evidence. You know, you cut back taxes, you promote merit, you release the potential, the human potential that's just dying to be expressed and wants to be productive. And my goodness, everybody, it's a win-win situation, isn't it, Grover?
We've done it before. We can do it again.
There it is. He is the Americans for Tax Reform president. Grover Norquist has been with us. Thank you, Grover. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune Legal Support Line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-497-9632. 800-497-9632. 800-497-9632. That's 800-497-9632.
Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
USA News Update. The Israel and Hamas war is now in its 40th day. The Israeli military has raided Gaza's main hospital and says it's a targeted operation against Hamas terrorists. The U.S. confirmed yesterday that Hamas uses hospitals and tunnels underneath to hide, hold hostages, and conduct war. The House on Tuesday passed stopgap legislation to keep the federal government operating past this weekend, sending the bill to the Senate yesterday. That chamber also passed the bill, and it now sits on the president's desk awaiting his John Hancock. A Missouri library is celebrating the return of its oldest ever overdue book, and thanks to its no-fine policy, the person returning it owes nothing. The St. Charles City County Library in St. Peter's claims that a Sandra Boynton book was checked out in 1993. Lance Pry, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
With the America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Ready or not, here it comes, the biggest shopping event of the year, and help us make the most of our Black Friday shopping experience. We've got tech expert Andrea Smith. She's here to share her insider tips and tricks during our discussion, from smart gadgets that help around the house to wearable devices and more. She's going to talk about the season's must-have items to level up your at-home tech inventory, all while getting the best deals around. How's that for a deal? Andrea, always good to have you with us. How are you?
Always good to talk tech and deals with you, Bill. I'm doing great, thank you.
Well, I'll tell you, we're ready for it, so let's talk tech, let's talk the holidays, let's talk saving money, huh? Three of our most favorite topics.
All right, I got it all for you. Here you go.
Okay.
It's all about the list. If you go Black Friday shopping without one, you are guaranteed to overspend. So make a list of the items you're looking for. Research the prices. Watch those deals because they do fluctuate. So make sure you're getting the best deal. And if you're looking for a great deal on a robot floor cleaner, you want to check out iRobot's Roomba Combo J5 Plus. It's a combination robot vacuum and mop. In vacuum mode, it picks up all the dirt and dust in your house, and then it goes back to the base and empties itself, so you don't have to. And when you fill the robot's bin with water, it becomes a mop that is smart enough to avoid carpets and rugs, keeps them dry, it avoids obstacles in its path like cords and shoes. It is normally $799, but during Black Friday, Cyber Monday, it is a whopping $300 off.
You're kidding. Wow.
Isn't that great?
That's great. Well, turn up the music. We could be dancing now, huh? Just saying. Well,
and dancing to the robot moving.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, and if you really want to get creative, put a strobe light on it, and we can have all kinds of fun, you know. That and a disco ball, and, you know, get out of our way. Oh, Lord have mercy. Making a list, boy, just like Santa, makes sense, doesn't it?
It sure does. You got to do it.
Okay, let's talk about the other shopping deals that you're eyeing this year.
That's all right. Another great deal I've seen all Cyber Week on the YubiKey. This is a physical hardware security key that keeps your online account safe from hackers. It's really important to have one of these. It basically replaces having to enter a code that gets texted to you into the website you're trying to access. It uses multi-factor authentication, or MFA. It does it for you, adding an extra layer of security that goes beyond just your username and password. And during Cyber Week, YubiKeys will be buy one key, get one 50% off, and they start as low as $25 on yubico.com.
What a great deal. And we're talking with award-winning journalist and tech expert, the one and only Andrea Smith. She's got all these great ideas for us for the holidays, how we can save. Number one, we know we need to make a list, okay? We're going to be smart this year, and she's helping us even be all the more smarter, especially when it comes to upping our game and our home tech inventory. Okay, so what other electronics do you have up your sleeve?
Okay, all of them, right? People are going to be buying a ton of electronics this year. And in the past 2 years, you know, our houses are filled. Those tech-loving families with all those Wi-Fi-hungry devices, they need a router that can handle all the 4K streaming, the gaming, the video conferencing we've been doing. The Aris Surfboard G54, one of the first Wi-Fi 7 cable modems on the market, delivers multi-gigabit speed that is blazing fast all through your house, no matter how many devices are online. And even better, it's a cable modem and Wi-Fi router in one, so you can stop paying those monthly modem rental fees on your bill and save some money.
What a deal. This is awesome. I mean, we get speed, we've got flexibility, and we're saving on our current devices. It's win-win all the way around, isn't it?
It sure is. That is a win-win to me. The clean sweep.
Well, exactly, to say the least. I mean, you got the robo device cleaning the floors. You put water, it's mopping for you. We've got high tech to make sure that you stay connected. What else do you want for Christmas besides your two front teeth, right?
What more could you possibly want? I want to be done shopping. How's that?
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice if we could only make that happen and avoid some of the hustle and bustle? Although, you know, I find that if you go and enjoy the colors of the season and you're relaxed and you're not stressed out, it's okay. And then you can see the people who are running around with their hair on fire. And what I do when I see them, Andrea, I just say, ole, I let them go.
<You know? laughs> Let them be.
Exactly. I just let them go, say a little prayer. God, let them get their great gifts. If they didn't listen to Bill Martinez and Andrew Smith talking about the hot tech deals, you know, shame on them, because they could have saved a lot of time, saved money, and had a happier Christmas like the rest of us, because all the others that are celebrating and kicking up their heels and dancing and enjoying the party and, you know, enjoying the festivities, they were the ones that tuned in and took your advice, right?
And those are the ones that will get to sit back and relax and enjoy the holiday.
Well, without a doubt. Okay, we've got a couple more minutes left. So do you want to summarize, you know, what it is, the great tips that we shared with everybody, starting with making a list, right?
Well, again, I mean, the list is so important because how many times have you gone into a store, right, and you see, you know, that sale at the checkout? Oh, my God, this is, season low. This is the best deal ever. And you think, oh, wow, that's cheap. I'm going to pick it up, because they mark it up, you know, 50% and say that's what it used to be. So really, don't fall for stuff like that, right? Or if you do fall for it, please keep the receipt. Hang on to the receipt so when you get home and realize you overpaid, you can return it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the deal. So the list is important. And nothing wrong with doing research. I mean, you know, these days, Andrea, is that, you know, boy, there's a lot of information that's so easily available. It just takes an extra minute. All about preparation and doing some planning.
There's some great apps that will track prices for you. You know, you can use one of these apps and you put in what you want and it lets you know, you know, the price. That you can see the graph of it fluctuating and lets you know really whether it's at an all-time low or not.
Wow. Now, what app is that? Or is that just, you know, just go in on the App Store and look for smart shopping apps? Or
there's an app I use. There are extensions. There's an app I use called Honey. There's some
Honey,
you know,
huh? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or there's some apps.
See, and your husband thought it was all about him. This is great. Okay, good. Now we know. Okay.
And there's ones that, you know, if you're doing online shopping, they'll automatically enter coupon codes for you that you may not know about. So use the internet. It is your friend. It can help you save money.
It's the way we can combat inflation, because it's not going down, is it?
No. So this is really, you want to know you're getting a good deal, and if you can throw a coupon code in there, even better.
Yeah, because we want you to save money. That's most important. Okay, as we wrap things up, a couple other highlights. Neo Electronics, again, remind everybody what they can look forward to and where they can go for more information. Andrea, we'll do it all in one fell question. Okay, go ahead.
The iRobot Roomba Combo J5 Plus combination vacuum and mop. I'm like in love with this thing. The YubiKey, which is a wonderful security device that if you have in your laptop, you just know that you are safe and you really don't have to go through the whole thing of getting those texts and all those codes. And of course, the Aris Surfboard G54 router is going to let you run all of those gaming consoles and video conferences and everything you got going on in the house without buffering. Just nothing's going to slow you down. And for more information on all of those, head over to d6news.com/Black Friday.
Andrea, happy holidays to you. Thank you so much, as always, for being with us. You take care.
Thank you, Bill. You too.
You got it. She's the award-winning news and technology journalist. And, boy, she just saved us a ton and great ideas, you know, come this Black Friday. May it be the most successful Black Friday for you ever. Thanks for being with us.
The federal ban on menthol cigarettes could have unintended consequences for Hispanic communities. Here's United States Hispanic Business Council President Javier Palomares.
You know, history has taught us that prohibitions just don't work. A federal ban on menthol cigarettes would hurt minority-owned small businesses. It would make communities of color more vulnerable to criminalization and bolster cartel pocketbooks. It's just simply bad policy, and it must be withdrawn.
Sponsored by the United States Hispanic Business Council.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Abby Bear Carroll is with us because it's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview. She's the host of Movie Guide TV, and she's put down the little one for just a moment so she can talk to us. Abby, always good to be talking to you. How are you?
Doing well. Trying to sleep in the night, but I've got the little one, but he doesn't want it. So.
Oh, well, send him over to Uncle Bill. I'll take care of him for a while. I know. Right away, right? Hey, real quick before we talk about our first movie review, which I'm eager to talk to you about, Justin Timberlake's new Trolls Band Together, we're doing a promotion, a Christmas promotion with Great American Pure Flix. You know, this is the season where, you know, you go wall to wall. I mean, you can binge holiday music films one after another, and it's just such a great partnership with Great American and Pure Flix now. And what they've done, they've been so generous, Abby. They gave us some six-month subscriptions to give away to our listeners. And all they have to do is, you know, send in an email to me at bill@billmartinezlive.com. Comes to me direct. Make sure in the subject line you put, I'm a winner. Because that way I'll know that you're participating in this campaign. Because, for example, this week, they have, it's Celebrate Romance Week. Okay, so you got love in the air at Christmas time. So you can take some time for yourself and your loved ones to be around the comfort of your home and enjoy a Great American Pure Flix movie. And if you if you're a winner in this campaign, you've got a subscription for 6 months, so it'll take you all through the holidays and through you know, the first part of 2024. How much fun is that, huh?
It is so great. They have so many great programs on Great American Channel, and they have, you know, so many great Christmas programs. So what a great time to get in on this, because they've got, I think they're above and beyond maybe 40 or 60 titles just on Christmas and movies. How fun is that?
Yeah, exactly. It'll keep you in the mood. Not only get you in the mood, it'll keep you in the mood. And, you know, through the holidays, so that way you don't have to be, you know, stressed out about things that are so unnecessary, and enjoy the real reason for the season. Well, Abby, go ahead.
And the channel is all about, you know, good American values, traditional values. And so, you know, you can watch anything and not feel like, uh-oh, what's going to come up?
Yeah, you don't have to cover the kids' ears or eyes in the process. You can, you know, it is definitely the true definition of family friendly, right?
Right, exactly. And so it's great to have that option. What a comfort to have something like that.
Well, there it is. And look at it. If you're a winner, you got 6 months free subscription. Why not? Have a great time. It's our gift to you this holiday season. Trolls Band Together. I finally had a chance to see the movie. And what a neat film. Justin Timberlake, is he just a genius or what?
Well, this is such a fun film. The Trolls are a fun series. The first Trolls was very well done. The second Troll went, you know, a little crazy. This Troll movie, it's the third in the, you know, that have come to theaters. And it's really fun. And at the beginning, two characters get married, and it's so quirky and silly and fun. But they're kind of honoring, well, they are honoring marriage, and they're honoring the family that's starting. And Poppy wants to find her sister, and you know, she thinks that she's actually an only child, and so it's all about family and siblings, and you know, loving your family no matter what.
Exactly.
What kind of trials and tribulations come up with them? But
right,
yeah,
and it seems like bro bands are the. You know, the manifestation of the family dynamic and, you know, the fun, frivolity, and the tension, right?
Yes, it's got this so silly. I mean, come on, this is so silly to have this element of band, you know, a bro brand band in there. And what it is it's NSYNC. And so it's fun, you know, for all the 90s kids, the 2000 kids, it's fun to see.
Well, and dare I say, some of us adults that like some of that bro band music. I mean, it is great fun. I was talking with Walt Doran, who's the director, and I said, "My goodness," I said, I can see people dancing in the aisles. He goes, "Oh yeah," he says, "when we started testing this out, I mean, the people couldn't help but but dance. The music is just wonderful." Again, you know, to Justin Timberlake's credit and the rest of the team that assembled, you know, this great soundtrack.
Right. My kids are making me play it on nonstop. Even though they haven't all seen the movie, they just want to hear they just want to keep it going nonstop, just playing this music. So,
it's very, very lively, and it's head bobbing, and it's fun. It's enjoyable, but that, you know, it's kind of like, you know, that was kind of like the spirit of boy band music anyway. So they've captured it, and I think it's probably a walk down memory lane for Justin Timberlake and those associated with boy band music, right?
Right, exactly. It's so fun to have that kind of memory.
So enjoy Trolls Band Together. It's just, you know, I love the colors of it, the way they did it. I mean, it's just the animation and all is just, it's just wonderful. It's very, very lighthearted. And, and I think that's what the kids relate to as well, is just, you know, the bright colors, you know, the colors, the music, the animation and all. In fact, it was really interesting because when I was talking with Walt, he said that that they used because you noticed the choreography, right? And who would think of choreography and animation that? But he said that they actually used the same choreographers for NSYNC were the ones that participated in the choreography of the characters. Is that cool?
How fun! How fun! Yeah.
So excellent. So anyway, enjoy. You guys will, family will enjoy this time together, and I highly recommend it as well. Let's talk about The Marvels. What's going on with The Marvels?
The Marvels is a new installment in the Marvel universe, as we know from the title, right? And it talks about Captain Marvel, a.k.a. Carol, and that's played by Brie Larson, and the teenage Miss Marvel, and they're... It's a fun story. It's a, you know, energetic story. There's a lot of energy in it. But they are going against Kamala Khan and trying to get these superpowers and trying to stop the world. You know, we've seen this plot line, right? We know this plot line. But it's fun. You just go to have a popcorn movie. You don't go to, you know, really think about the intensity of the message, because there really isn't that much. It's just a fun movie, right?
So yeah, exactly.
They didn't include very much, you know, political commentary on it. They just made a fun movie.
Imagine that, huh? Gosh, I'll tell you, maybe the whole political commentary thing has worn itself out, and entertainment has finally decided that, hey, we're going to get back and stick to our knitting and do what we do best, and that is just, you know, tell stories, entertain the people, and let's move on. We don't need to be, you know, involved with, you know, our own interjection of social commentary. There's, you know, there's plenty of other avenues in which you can express that in today's marketplace. And let's leave the movies alone, leave them for entertainment so our families, you know, we can take our kids to, and as you say, have some popcorn and have a fun time and be able to escape from, you know, the political drudgery of our culture. How's that?
Yes, exactly. You know, we already have hard lives, right? Everybody's dealing with something, and so you want to go and have fun. You don't want to go and, you know, start thinking about different debates of the day, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You want to go and just enjoy yourself. So.
Yeah, I mean, if you want that kind of stuff, just keep praying that maybe they'll start, you know, telecasting the Trump trials. And then you can just immerse yourself, and you can binge on all the the crazy stuff happening in the Trump trials, right?
Yes. Well, you know,
surely I jest.
There's enough of everything out there to get all worked up about stuff and you know, with validity, right? But it does take a toll on you if you're continuously, you know, the world news is intense, it's hard, it's, you know, you feel for people who are suffering. And so it's almost sometimes you do have to say, you know, I can't look at it too much because it really could get you into a darker place by just reading all the stuff that's going around the world.
Well, you know, and the definition of amusement is without, you know, essentially is without mind. You just kind of just let your brain just kind of have a respite and relax. And this is why amusement, when it's utilized in a positive way, can be a good thing, because we need to take a rest. As you say, a lot of serious stuff happening in the world today, and I understand that. You know, for people of prayer, we get a lot of relief and redemption in praying to God, and especially right now, praying for the peace of Jerusalem. We do that, but you know, for others, it's a tough deal. It is a tough deal, and whatever you can find an island of respite on, God bless you, enjoy it, and make the most of it. And speaking of an island of respite, it looks like Bob Iger has met up with reality and has had to admit some things about Disney, huh?
Yes, he's, you know, saying that maybe we lost focus in the recent years. Well, because they've lost so much money, he's, you know, thinking we've got to rethink about this, and that really is true that they decided to put in all that political commentary within the last three years, and they haven't done well at the box office for it. So we hope that, you know, they become more of the, you know, how they traditionally were at Disney, where
exactly.
It's a wonderful program for families.
Mm-hmm. You see, this is what good management does. Good management is able to discern that. Let's go back, figure out when we made a wrong turn. But he's got his work cut out for him, because he's had a culture that's had their way, you know, in the recent decades, and it's going to be they're a bit stubborn to change. But the future of Disney really hinges on it, no doubt. She is Movie Guide TV host, Evie Barrett Carroll, has been
with us. All the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming, but a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.